Lord, we so thank you and so praise you. Lord, wonder is you not only have saved us, you call us your own. And you also want us to be so close to you. Not only you want us to have your image, to be conformed to your image, but you really want us to be yours. You want us to be close to you. You want us to be one with you. So, Lord, we really thank you for you for this great expectation for all of us, no matter whether we are old or whether we are young. So, Lord, every time we gather together, Lord, we really thank you. We really praise you. You are wonderful. In the name of Lord Jesus, we pray.
Amen.
Amen. Please be seated.
大家请坐。
Dear brothers and sisters, thank you so much. I haven't seen you for 3 years.
弟兄姐妹们, 真是很谢谢大家, 我差不多有三年没有和大家见面了。
Thank the Lord, not only he has preserved all of us, that we can, today we are still here after 3 years of pandemic.
真是感谢主, 神保守了我们, 经过3年的这个瘟疫之后, 我们在这里能够, 大家还能够平安地相见。
But the Lord still gave us hope, and hope in himself.
神也给了我们希望, 希望就在他神, 他自己里面。
And also, he gave us confidence that we, every week we can come together.
神也给我们信心, 让我们每周都能到这里来。
And the burden that the Lord gave to me this time, it has to do with fellowship of his life.
今天给我的负担就是我们与神的交通。
I mean, the life of Christ Jesus, and he wants that to be our fellowship.
神要把耶稣基督的生命放在我们的交通里面。
And he, I should put it this way, the Lord Jesus Christ's life is where we fellowship. We go in that and fellowship.
是神耶稣基督的生命，就是我们要与神交通，我们与这个生命所交通。
Yeah, the other thing is the Christ Jesus life is also in us, so that we can fellowship.
另外一件事情就是主耶稣基督的生命在我们里面，然后就我们也能够相互之间的交通。
So essentially, it is the realm in which we fellowship.
是这样，是神给我们这样一个。 这个范围, 这个环境,
and also it's the content of our fellowship.
或者是我们, 相互的接触,
and also that's the reason we can fellowship.
为什么我们有这样的原因,
I would like just to read a few verses from 1 John.
我们要先读的一些圣经是在,
and 1 John actually is the... the letter in the Bible that essentially is dedicated to the subject of fellowship.
约翰一书就是在圣经里面特别的一章，就是完全就是注重于这个点上面。Yeah,
perhaps I just give you a little history first.
我给大家一些, 这个历史的知识。
Apostle John, he met Lord Jesus when he was just around 27 years old.
使徒约翰大概在27岁的时候第一次碰见主耶稣基督。
And we remember Lord Jesus came to the earth, but then he actually walked among people for 3.5 years.
我们都记得主耶稣基督, 降到地上来, 在地上, 与, 在, 在众人之间有3年半的时间。
It's truly wonderful our Lord Jesus show himself among people 3.5 years. He made such a big difference to everyone who have seen him.
就在这仅仅的在主耶稣基督在地上的3年半的时间中, 他, 对周围他所碰见的所有人都有一个极大的改变。
It includes John, it includes Peter, it includes James, and all of them.
那些中包括有使徒, 约翰, 使徒, 彼得, 和使徒, 雅各。
And after our Lord Jesus was crucified and raised,
然后主耶稣基督, 这个上了十字架, 然后, 然后就是从死里复活以后,
About 30 years after that, we also have this Apostle Paul. He changed from Saul into Paul.
差不多三十年以后，我们有知道有另外一位使徒，就是使徒保罗，他的原名叫保罗。
And he
扫罗 ，sorry。
Right. And Peter and John and Apostle Paul, they brought the gospel, brought Christ Jesus from Jerusalem to Judea to Samaria to the end of the world.
那使徒啊，约翰、使徒啊，彼得和使徒保罗把这个福音传给啊。犹大全地、撒玛利亚和地极。
That's what we can see from outside, but inside it make a big change to people's heart and people's life. Whoever have heard the message.
从外表上看，这只是福音的传播，但是从里面看，它是这个福音改变了人的心。
So it's not only on the surface; it's actually going deep.
不单单是在表面上，是在里面很深的内心里有改变。
And then after that, after around the 60s, AD 60s, Peter was martyred, James got martyred, and Apostle Paul got martyred.
差不多在公元后六十年左右，彼得殉道了，雅各也殉道了，后来保罗也殉道了。
And then the rest of the time, only Apostle John was physically there.
就是那个时候以后，只有约翰是还活着。
And at the end of the first century, John was about 90 years old.
大概在第一世纪快结束的时候，这个约翰大概90岁左右。
When he reflect on all these past 60 years together.
当他回想这过去的这六十年。
And when he, especially when he look at the conditions of the churches in Asia from about the 60s to 90s.
那时候他特意看了一下这个小亚细亚的教会的光景，那个时候是大约是公元后60年到90年之间。
Especially when close to 90.
特别是靠近90，公元后90年那个时候。
The condition is pretty sad.
那个光景不是很好，非常
The glory of Christ Jesus' life in His church gradually dim.
Yeah, 神耶稣基督的荣耀在那些教会里面逐渐的越来越衰减了。
And this life, the precious life of Christ, becomes less and less in the church.
那个主耶稣基督宝贵的生命在那个里面教会里面是越来越少。
So at that time when John was about 90, we know that he actually wrote three things.
大约在九十多岁的时候，约翰他写了三本书。
He wrote the Gospel of John.
他写了约翰福音。
That reflected those 3.5 years the Lord Jesus was on earth.
他描写的主要是在地上，耶稣在地上三年半的。
And how it has affected the life of people.
那在主耶稣基督在地上的时候，他怎样改变人的生命
？And that nature of that wonderful life.
那在生命的本质。
And then he also wrote Revelation.
然后他又写了启示录。
That talks about the great life of Christ.
然后讲了这个耶稣这个、伟大的生命。
And the fight that was going on.
然后他这个征战。
Yeah, and the fight that's continue going to go on.
那个火焰其实在燃烧。
And the final victory that got to be there.
这个、最后这主耶稣基督得胜。
And then he also wrote this first John.
然后他也写了这个约翰一书。
And second John and third John.
一书、二书、三书。
But you know the condition. But at that time, he remember when he wrote the Revelation, the chapter 2, chapter 3, he explicitly talked about the condition of the churches at that time.
大家记得启示录第二章第三章，约翰在那里讲了，而且写了很多那个时候教会的光景。
And if you look when he wrote about these seven churches, we know that five churches actually is very disappointing to the Lord.
在启示录里面所讲的七个教会里面，五个教会的光景是非常不好，然后是让主非常失望。
Yeah, and you know, the Ephesus, the lost the first love.
这个以弗所说失去了起初的爱。
And this Pergamus, they even have the seat of Satan there.
底基亚摩教会里面有撒旦的座位。
Yeah. And this Thyatira. Thyatira had this Jezebel there.
推拉教会有这个
Jezebel. Yeah, and so many servants of God got intertwined with her.
是那个 ，sorry，
很多神的仆人就被
神的仆人被谋害了。
Yeah, and then the Church of Sardis, the life is dead.
这个撒迪教会的这个生命也失去了。
And then this the last church was the last. And then we the last.
Laodicea,
right. The Laodicea church, they were so proud of themselves.
老底家教会是那么的自傲。
They don't think they need Christ Jesus.
他们不需要主耶稣，不要基督。
Christ has to be outside knocking at the door.
这个耶稣要在外面敲他们的门。
You know, only if the church of of 被逼迫的。Smyrna Church. You know, Smyrna Church is a church none of us can compare with.
斯美拿教会是一个受逼迫的教会，我们都比不上。
We can't. I mean, to me, it's a Smyrna Church is of a different class.
斯美拿教会是完全是不一样，非常好的。
The description was very short in the Bible.
在圣经中，这个斯美拿教会描述非常短。
But it is a church none of us have experienced.
是那样一个教会，我们没有经历过。
It's very, very hard. It's very, very hard.
非常好，非常难，非常难，
艰难，
艰难的啊，
yeah.
非常难。
And then there's this Philadelphia.
然后腓立铁菲教会。
Philadelphia really warmed the heart of the Lord.
腓立铁菲教会使主心里的心里火热。
Yeah. It warmed the heart. I mean, when heart think about when the Lord sees Philadelphia Church.The Lord's heart is really happy.
这当主看见腓拉铁菲教会的话，他的心里就非常的喜乐，非常高兴。
He thinks that he told them that you are my testimony.
他对他们说：“你是我们的你们是我的见证。”
The name of God on you.
我们要把主的名放在你的身上。
And the name of the Church of God on you.
我们把主的教会的名放在你的身上。
I'm going to put my own name on you.
我把我的名放在你的身上。
You can represent me.
你可以代表我。
So that's the condition of the church at that time.
那就是那时候教会的光景。
The sad thing is the life of Christ gradually diminishes.
非常悲伤的事情就是主耶稣的生命那时候在有些
很多
教会里面逐渐变少。
Of Ephesus.
以弗所是其中一个教会，甚至也是这样。
So that's the condition.
那就是那时候的光景。
And then at that point, Apostle John felt, you know, the most important thing that got lost was the life of Christ.
那个时候，使徒约翰觉得就是最要紧的就是耶稣的生命失去了。
Yeah, so that's reflected in his, especially in 1 John.
这个就是特别在这个约翰一书里面特别写出这样的事情。
Yeah. So today, I think I would like to just share with you three things.
今天我与大家分享三件。
The first thing is the burden of Apostle John, as expressed in the first John.
在约翰一书里面讲的第一件就是使徒约翰他的心里的负担。
And the second thing is what's so special about this life of Christ?
第二件就是他讲的，耶稣的生命有什么特殊之处
？Yeah, how does that? How do we actually relate that? How do we see it?
怎样看见这个生命？怎样和我们联系起来
？Yeah, the third thing is this fellowship that John is going to talk about, and what's the depth of the fellowship?
第三件就是约翰所讲的这个交通这件事，这个交通是有多深
In the Bible, the author or the apostle that talks most extensively about this matter of fellowship is Paul.
最讲的在整个圣经里面讲的最多的讲交通这件事就最广的是使徒保罗。
Yeah. So I'm going to share a little bit about that. The apostle Paul talks about this preciousness of the fellowship in the in an increasingly deep degree.
啊，保罗，我也会讲一些使徒保罗所讲的交通的是非常深的这个包，也提一些使徒啊保罗所交通的这个怎样谈论一些交通的事情，我也要替大家分享一些。
Is the version of Apostle John at that time.
啊，第一件要讲的就是啊，约翰，他的负担。
As expressed in his first letter.
在他所讲的约翰一书里面有这样。
We will just read a few verses that you can actually have a feel for it.
啊，我们先读几段经文，大家能够有些感觉。
And First John, chapter 1.
约翰一书一章。
Verses 1-4.
我们一到十节。
I think just for the sake of time, maybe our brother read the first to four.
好的，我就来读中文吧。论到从起初原有的生命之道，就是我们所听见、所看见、亲眼看见、亲手摸过的，这生命已经显现出来，我们也看见过，现在又做见证。将源于父同在，显显现于我们那永远的生命传给你们。我们将所看见、所听见的传给你们，使你们与和我们与我们相交。我们乃是与父相交，与父并他的儿子耶稣基督相交的。我们将这些话写给你们，使你们的喜乐充满。
So here, I just want to underline the first verse.
我们要讲的就是第一节。
It says that this from the very beginning there is one thing.
就是从起初原有的。
The so-called beginning is beginning with God before even the universe was created.
这个就是起初原有的和神在一起，这甚至在这个事情发生在宇宙被创立之前。
And it says it's something concerning the word of life.
这个讲的就是有关生命的之道。
Now that something concerning that something that has to do with the word of life is someone that we have seen with our own eyes, we have heard with our own ears, and we have touched with our own hand.
这个就是讲的这个生命的道，生命的之路，就是我们使徒他们用眼睛所看见的，耳朵所听见的，手所亲手摸过的。
In another word, it is Christ Jesus.
另一个句子。字就描写这，这就是耶稣基督。
Now he is from the very beginning.
耶稣是从起初就开始。
He is the word of life.
他是生命的道路。
You know, brothers and sisters, when we think about word of life, we think it's something written on a paper.
我们在英文里面讲的是生命的字，我们一般就是讲的是写在纸上的写。
But the real idea of a word of life is something that expresses the life of God.
这是在生命的字，其实讲的是就是耶稣的珍贵的生命的道。
It is an expression.
这个是一个发表。
So when you see this expression, you see the life of God.
如果你看见这个发表的话，你就看见耶稣的生命。
And in the whole universe, in the whole time, there's only one that can express the life of God fully.
在整个宇宙中，只有一位可以发表神的生命，那就是耶稣。
That is the Son of God, Christ Jesus.
那发表的就是神的儿子耶稣基督。
Now, Apostle John says it's so real. We have seen with our own eyes, heard with our own ears, and we have actually touched with our own hands.
约翰讲的就是那样的真实，这个是我眼睛所看过。耳朵听过，手所摸过的。
Right. And then the rest verse 1-4, it talks about this life actually is shared on, is being fellowshipped on.
然后的一到四节讲的就是这个生命是与我们交通过的，是分享出来的。
This life then it says is originally is between Father and Son.
这个生命起初原来的话，它是父与子之间的交通。
So it says, report to you the eternal life which was with the Father and with the Son.
就是源于父同在前显现我们的。
And then he said, this fellowship between the Father and the Son Now we, the apostles, you know, we have seen with our own eyes, and heard with our own ears, and touched with our own hand. We are brought into this fellowship.
父与子之间的交通，我们所看见过、听见、摸过的，现在啊传给你。
And then, right. And then, lastly, he said, "Now we are telling you this so that you can come into this fellowship with us."
所以我现这是他最后里面经文里面讲，现在我把这个啊交通给你们，然后你们也能够进来与父神所交通。
So you see this thing. This is Greek is called koinonia, meaning it's a thing, it's a fellowship.
所以这个在希腊文中间叫 koinonia， 它就是。就是这件事情就称为交通。
It's like our room here, our meeting room here.
就像我们这里这个会议厅一
样。You know, we come into this room.
我们一起来进来这个会议厅。
So we come into this fellowship.
然后我们进来这个与神的交通的。
And this fellowship is with Father and the Son.
这个交通是与父。与子所
交通。And originally, there's only two.
起初的话，这房间里只有两位，一个是天父和他的。
Then those who have seen Christ Jesus come into this room too. Those are the apostles.
然后那些看过、见过主耶稣基督的那些使徒们也进来这个房间。
And then these apostles were so excited. They find this so real. They share this life, this message of life, to us.
那些使徒觉得这个生命是那样的真实，然后他们分享给我们。
So we all come into this room.
然后我们也进了这个房间。
This room is the fellowship.
这个房间就是那
交通的地方。And the Greek call it koinonia.
它的希腊文叫 koinonia.
So this is a very precious thing.
这个是非常珍贵的一件事。
So when we are in this fellowship,
我们在这个交通里面
，we see the Father.
我们看见天父，
we see the Son,
我们看见子
孙， we see all the experiences of the past apostles.
我们看见那些使徒们所经历的一切的事情。
Yeah, we feel and respect the Holy Spirit at least in here.
我们也感觉知道这个圣灵也在里面。
And then we fellowship with each other.
然后我们和我们周围的一起这些弟兄姐妹。
And when we fellowship with each other, we always have the presence of the Father and the Son.
我们和相互之间一起交通的话，我们也有父与子与我们同在。
And also have the experience of the apostles.
我们也有了同样有了那些使徒们的经验。
So this is what's being said in verse 1 to verse 4.
这就是这里面讲的第一节到第四节所讲的。
Now this thing is very powerful.
大家知道这件所讲的是非常有力强
的。I can only just mention two things.
我只能讲两件。
To talk about the effect of this fellowship.
我讲这个交通的效果。
One has to do with sin.
一件就是和罪有关。
The other has to do with what Apostle John called new commandment.
然后第二件就是使徒约翰所说的新命令。
Yes, and the sin is verse 8.
第八节所讲的就是这个。
If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us.
我们若说自己无罪，便是自欺，真理不在我们心里了。
Yeah, and the verse 7 it says, but if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanses us from all sin.
第七节讲，我们若在光明中行，如同神在光明中，就彼此相交，他儿子耶稣的血也洗净我们一切的罪。
So the important thing is in this fellowship,In this fellowship, you don't have to hide your sin.
要紧的就是在这个交通里面，你不需要隐藏你的罪。
And there's no way you can hide your sin.
在里面你也自己也没有办法隐藏自己的罪。
Because the Heavenly Father knows exactly what happened in my life.
因为我们的天
inside of me.
我们的天父知道我们心里面发生了什么，想的是什么。
Christ Jesus knows exactly what's inside of me.
耶稣基督也知道我们心里想的是什么。
The Holy Spirit knows exactly what's inside of me.
圣灵也知道我们心里想什么。
So now here, the important thing is to see that the if we walk in the light, as God is in the light, we fellowship with one another. The blood of Jesus Christ cleanses us from all sin. This cleanses is not a past tense. It's not when 30 years ago when I was saved. This cleanses is now.
So,
past tense.
我们看见在第七节所讲，我们坐在光明中行，如同神在光明中彼此相交。他儿子耶稣的血也洗净我们一切的罪。这个洗净并不是过去时，不是30年前我受洗的时候那个时候的洗净，这个洗净是现在时，就是我们现在神的宝血也在洗净我们一切的罪。
So dear brothers and sisters, of course it's so important for us to confess our past sins and then become the God's children.
是非常重要，我们要承认我们过去所犯的罪，然后用神的宝血洗净我们的罪，然后我们能够成为神的子女。
But even today,
但是就是今天，
even today the conditions in our heart, you know, I hate my wife, I don't like my brother, I don't like this, I don't like that, you know, the Lord sees that.
就是，
and the important thing is if we walk in the light and we confess our sins and the blood of Christ Jesus still cleanses my sin today.
即使是现在我如果恨我的妻子，恨我不喜欢我的弟兄姐妹，我不喜欢这个不喜欢那个即使是现在这样的光景，你向随神悔改，神耶稣的宝血仍旧来清洁你的罪。
Yeah, if I play on computer too often, I see these bad things on the computer.
如果我在电脑上花时间太多，我看那些不好的电脑上的东西。
And the Lord shines on me.
神的光照在我心里。
You know, I just confess to the Lord, I'm wrong. Help me.
我向神悔改然后向神承认，主啊，我错了。
The blood of Jesus Christ, although shed 2,000 years ago, today still cleanses us from all my sin.
主耶稣基督的宝血，即使只是在2000年前所洒的，今天仍旧能有效的来洁净我的罪。
So this is the first effect of this fellowship.
所以这是与神交通的第一个这个效果。
And the second effect of this fellowship has to do with this, what he called the first new commandment.
So, 所以这个第二个效果，刚才讲的是第一个效果，就是第二个效果就是讲的这个新命令。这个、
I'm sorry, I can only find the verses in Chinese.
I'm
sorry. So the second important thing of this fellowship effect is it makes an old commandment new.
所以第二第二个效果，这个就是与神交通第二个效果，就是这个旧命令变成了新命令。
So the verse chapter 2 verse 7 it started saying that I write you an old commandment.
我写给你们的是你们从起初所受的是旧命令。
Yeah, but verse 8, it says, but this old commandment is a new commandment.
所以在第八节他写的这个旧命令现在变成了一个新命令。
So what's the difference?
这个是什么区别呢？
The difference is the new commandment is true in him and in you.
这个区别就是这个新命令是在你里面也在他里面。
So the old commandment, by the way, the old commandment and new commandment, his emphasis, Apostle John's emphasis is to love one another.
啊，这个里面使徒约翰所提的旧命令和新命令，它的重点是在相互的爱。
Yeah, that you can know when you read on.
当你慢慢读下去，你慢慢就明白。
So essentially, it's not only love one another, but love one another as Christ loved us.
重要也基本的是，不是单单是我们相互之间的爱，而是我们相互之间的爱，就像耶稣爱我们一样。
Amen.See, this is wonderful. This is actually Lord Jesus emphasized in John chapter, I believe, 15, 16. This is his emphasis there.
这个就是在约翰福音里面15、16章耶稣所讲的重点。
Yeah, as my Father have loved me, I have loved you, and you love one another.
耶稣说就像主天父爱我一样我也这样爱了你们你们也当如此相互的爱
That love in short is a word called agape
那个爱在一个简短的字就是agape 这个字
It's not my love, it's not your love, it's God's love
现在是我的爱是你的爱那也是神的爱
It's God's love given to his son Christ JesusIs Christ Jesus give to you and me, and then we use that love to love one another.
是这个爱是天父给他的给儿子的，儿子也把这个给了那些使徒们，然后传给我们众人，然后我们就能相互的爱。
So that's an old commandment. It has been given to us, at the Lord Jesus' time.
这个是个旧命令，在耶稣的时候就有这个旧命令。
It's even as old as Deuteronomy time.
这个就是在生命记的时候也是有这个爱。
But to us, it was something written on the board, on the paper or on the board.
对我们来说，这个就是命令，就是写在那个纸上的，写在板上的。
But now.You know, with this fellowship, with the fellowship with the Father, fellowship with the Son, fellowship with the Holy Spirit, this thing now is written in our heart.
但看见这个交通，主耶稣基督的交通和圣徒的交通以后，这个命令就是不再是写在石板上了，而是写在我们的心里。
Amen. So this is what he said. You know.From now on, it's no longer an old commandment. It's a new commandment. It really works.
所以他这里说，约翰说，这已经不是那条旧命令写在石板上了，就是一个新命令。
So this is why he explicitly said, "It is true in him and true in you."
所以他约翰就说，这是在他里面是真的，在你我里面也是真的。
So no longer an outside thing, it's inside thing. It's in my heart.
这不是外面的事情，这是里面的事情。这个命令在我的心里。
So this Apostle John was saying that now in this fellowship, in this light, now in this life, now the old thing become new.
所以约翰说，在这个与神的交通里面，这个旧的变成一个新的了。
I can confess my sin to the Lord, and His blood cleanses me.
现在我能向主神耶稣承认我自己的罪，他的宝血能够洁净我。
So one more thing in Apostle John's burden in this is then now we can actually abide in him.
所以这个就是这一件事，另一件事情就是约翰说，从现在开始我们在他里住在神里面。
Yeah, can abide meaning.Abide meaning you stay there all the time.
这个住的英文这个 abide 的意思就是一直住在里面。
You know, at home, I abide in the Lord. I go to school, I abide in the Lord. I go to work, I abide in the Lord. I abide in the Lord.
就是我在家里，我去学校，我去外面工作，我都是住在神里面。
He's always with me. That's the idea.
一直与我同在。
So anyway, this is.To me, the first two chapters of John, First John.
这个对我来说就是约翰一书的第二章的。
Now, what's so special about the life of Christ?
现在我们看为什么地方耶稣的生命有什么特殊之处。
Now, is it just a theory or is something really tangible?
啊，这只是一个理论呢，还是这个事情是我们触摸得得到
yeah, ？First, we have to know that the life of Christ is the life of God.
第一件我们要知道，耶稣的生命就是神的生命。
Before we believe in the Lord, this life is way up there. It has nothing to do with me. Cannot.
Yeah, 在我们信耶稣之前，这个生命是离我们那么的远，和我们没有关系。
But now I have believed in the Lord. This life of Christ has come from heaven to me.
现在我信了耶稣，这个耶稣的生命从天上到了我里面。
Apostle John's his gospel has a few examples.
在约翰福音里面有几个例子。
Remember this John chapter 4, this is a Samaritan woman.
我们看见约翰福音第四章讲的是撒玛利亚妇人。
And there, a Lord Jesus told this Samaritan woman, told her about this living water.
啊，在那里，在约翰福音四章里面讲的，耶稣对那个撒玛利亚妇人说，生命的水。
Yeah, this Samaritan woman was had a miserable life.
这位撒玛利亚妇人她的一生啊，非常的非常的不非常的悲惨。
Very lonely too.
他也非常的孤独。
And every day at noontime, he came to the well to draw up water.
在这个正午的时候，那位妇人啊，太阳大的时候去井里取水。
And that day, he met Lord Jesus there.
那一天，他碰到了主耶稣。
So Lord Jesus told her, you know, if you know who it is that talks to you, and then you will have living water.
如果你知道今天与你说话的是谁，你就能有生命的水，活水。
Living,
活的。
So the Lord Jesus basically brought her the life.
其实主耶稣基督就把生命给了她。
And the Lord Jesus told her that's a living. We'll give her living water.
主耶稣对她说，你得的就是生命的水。
And then there was this, I think the one chapter later, John 5, it was this man that was paralyzed for 38 years.
一章以后，第五章，约翰福音，有一个人瘫了38年。
No hope, absolutely no hope.
没有希望，完全没有希望。
And that day, the Lord Jesus came.
那天耶稣来了。
Met him.
碰到了那个。
And told him to stand up and walk.
让他站起来走。
Brothers and sisters, this one who never had any hope.
这一位从来没有希望的。
Now here is a person that comes in, give him a life, and that with that life he can stand up and walk.
来了一个人，给了他一个新的生命，有了这个新的生命，他能够站起来行走。
And then in John chapter 9.
第九章。
This is a man that was blind from birth.
有一个瞎子，从生下来就是瞎的。
And his apostles, and his disciples will say, did he sing or his parents sing?
啊，那耶稣的门徒就问耶稣，是他有罪呢，还是他父母犯罪得了这个结果？
He says, it's not him. It's not because of. It's not that he that sing. It's not that his parents sing. But in him, there is going to be glory of God shown.
不是这瞎子有罪，天生就有罪，也不是他父母天生就有罪，在他要彰显神的荣耀。
So Lord Jesus opened his eyes.
主耶稣打开了他的眼睛。
So not only he sees physically.
那个瞎子不但看见了真的，
but also his heart opens up too.
他的瞎子的心也被打开了。
When other people, the rulers in the temple were telling this person, see, you don't tell me that man opened your eyes. He is a sinner.
啊，那个这个在圣殿里的那些头对那个瞎子说，不要告诉我是那个人打开了你的眼睛。
He said, whether he's sinner or not, I don't know.
啊，他是不是罪人？我不那他说他那个瞎子说是吧？瞎子说他是不是罪人我不知道。
I only know one thing.
我只知道一件。
I was blind, but now I see.
我只知道一件，我原来是瞎的，现在我看见了。
so wonderful. This blind man not only he can see now.
真是非常的好，这非常非常的太好了。因为
But also he know who has opened his eyes.
他不但知道他自己能现在能看见，他心里也知道谁打开了瞎的眼。
Cast out from the temple.
然后就比较就简短一些。最后这个瞎子从这个庙这圣殿里面被赶出来。
But it doesn't matter because he now has a new life. He doesn't care.
但是这个瞎子不再管了，不再管你把我赶出来没有，因为他现在有了新生命。
There is one and one only, that is the Lord.
那个就是唯一的那一位，就是。
There's one and one only that can bring the blessing, the forgiveness, the strength of God to me.
只有一位能够把那个这个赦罪的和神的爱带给我。
So dear brothers and sisters, this is what this life brings.
所以弟兄姐妹们，这就是这生命能够带来的。
And then, you know, when we know John was in prison, not the Apostle John, the other John was in prison.
啊，是
John the Baptist.
啊，我们也知道另一个事情，就是不是这个使徒约翰，是这个施洗约翰被关在牢里以后。
So John the Baptist sent a person to ask Jesus, "Are you the one who was to come?"
啊，施洗约翰派了他的一个门徒去见耶稣，说你就是那将要来的那一位吗
？So Lord Jesus told him, "Just go tell John."
主耶稣是对他说，去告诉约翰。
You know, that the blind see.
那个瞎也能看见。
That the deaf hear.
那个聋子能听见。
That the leopard are cleansed.
这个瘸子行走。
And the dead is risen.
那个死人是死人复活。
And the poor, there's a gospel, good news, preach to them.
然后把那个福音传给穷人的。
Dear brothers and sisters, this is the new life. I'm not saying this is the life of Christ, it's the life of Christ going to all these people. Those who are blind,Those who are deaf, those who have leper, and those who have died.
So
a new life comes in.
我这里所说的不是啊耶稣的生命，而不是讲的耶稣的生命，而是讲的这个耶稣的生命进入到那些其他人里面，不管是那个瞎子啊、瘸子啊，
yeah.
还有这个死人啊，他们都有了耶稣的新生命。
So dear brothers and sisters, this is a tremendous thing.
弟兄姐妹，这是非常了不得的事。
I'm convinced every one of us has some experience in this.
我这里相信我们的每一位都有多多少少有这样的经验。
So we thank the Lord Jesus for that.
我们谢谢主给了我这些。
We also thank God the Father that sent His own Son to die on the cross.
我们也要谢谢天父派他的儿子到地上为我们死在十字架上。
And be risen from death.
然后他从死里复活。
And that risen life now is in you and in me.
那个死里复活的生命现在在你和我里面。
It's a tremendous thing.
这是不是非常了不得的事啊？
So the third thing I want to share was the depth of this fellowship.
这个第三件事情就是讲这个交通的深度这个事情。
I think the best way is to go along the thinking of Apostle Paul.
这个比较好的就是沿着使徒保罗的思想，我们来再看这件事。
Yeah, Apostle Paul mentioned this koinonia or mentioned this word fellowship so many times.
这个保罗讲这个交通这件事情，讲了 koinonia 这个事情讲了很多的次。
Yeah, he mentioned this particular word fellowship so many times.
保罗讲了这个交通这个字讲了很多的词。
I believe something like 9 or 10 times.
我相信大概有九次十次。
In different letters.
在不同的书信里面都讲了这件事情。
Now, I would just like to go with these what he mentioned. I would just mention 5 examples.
我这里跟大家过一下他所讲的这个例子大概有五个地方。
I probably should just just mention to you these five verses first.
啊，我先讲一下这个五个字。
So the first place that I would mention is First Corinthians chapter 1 verse 9.
第一件要讲的就是在哥林多前书一章九节。
And there he said, God is faithful, by whom you were called into the fellowship of his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord.
神是信实的，你们原是被他所召，好与他儿子，我们的主耶稣基督一同得分。
So here it talks about a scope, a place.
他这里讲了一个范围，一个地方。
Yeah, the place is called the fellowship of his Son.
这个讲的就是与他儿子的交通。
Yeah, so he said, God has called us into the fellowship of his Son.
所以他讲的就是神已经召了我们与他的儿子交通。
So it's just like we are now sitting here, like the Lord called us into this room.
这不是说，这讲的就是神，我们不是坐在这里，而是神让我们呼召我们进到那个房间与他的儿子交通。
Yeah, there's a room. This room is called the fellowship of His Son.
这个房间就是与儿子进入神的儿子的交通。
So yeah, when you come into this room, you find that His Son is there.
你进入那个房间，你发现他的儿子在那里。
And the life of his son is there.
他儿子的生命在那里。
And in this room, the life of his son is everything.
在这个房间里，他儿子的生命是所有的一切。
So here, First Corinthians 1:9, Apostle Paul says we are called into that room.
一章九节，哥林多前书就是我们被呼召进入那个房间。
We are called into the koinonia of his son.
我们被那呼被呼召，然后进去与他的儿子有交通。
Yeah. Okay, a second place in the First Corinthians is First Corinthians chapter 10.
哥林多前书的第十章是第二次提到的。
There, Apostle Paul considers our Lord's table time, bread and cup as the fellowship.
所以，使徒保罗在这里提到啊，神赐给我们的与神交通的第二个地方，就是他赐给我们的饼和杯。
Yeah, the First Corinthians chapter 10 verse 16.
十章十六节，哥林多前书。
Apostle Paul called it the fellowship of the blood of Christ, the fellowship of the body of Christ.
啊，这里所讲的是与基督的血和身体的交通。
It's something very, very close.
是非常的紧密的。
It's what God has given us.
这个就是神给我们的。
And God actually wants us to get close to it.
神希望我们能够和他更加的亲近。
And God called it fellowship.
神把这个称为交通。
You know, just like in the beginning of Corinthians, God called us into the fellowship of His Son.
这就像哥林多前面所讲的，进入与他儿子的交通。
Here, God actually called him into the fellowship with the blood and the body of his son.
这里所提的第十章第一章哥林多前书一章第十章里面所讲的，就是与基督的血和身体的交通。
Yeah. So the third point I want to mention is the Second Corinthians chapter 13 verse 14.Actually, the last verse, I believe, in 2 Corinthians.
第三处我要讲的是哥林多后书的十三十四节，这个差不多是哥林多后书的最后两节。
And it is talking about the fellowship of the Holy Spirit.
这里讲的是圣灵的交通。
I think I should read it, read the context of it too.
Yeah, 我要读一下这个经节。
Okay. 你读一下。
好的，啊，十三章十四节，愿主耶稣基督的恩惠、神的慈爱、圣灵的感动，常与你们众人同在。
Yeah, the grace of Lord Jesus, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit.
基督的恩惠、神的慈爱和圣灵的感动。
So Peter felt those are so important.
彼得知道这些是非常的重要。
You know, the fellowship of the Holy Spirit, is as important as the grace of Christ Jesus.
与圣灵的交通就像主耶稣基督的主耶稣基督的恩惠一样的重要。
Yeah, as important as the love of God.
也和神的慈爱也是一样的重要。
Meaning important to you and to me.
对我你我来说是非常的重要。
The fellowship of the Holy Spirit.
与圣灵的交通。
Yeah. Now the fourth place I want to mention is Philippians.
好，第四个地方我要请大家看的就是在腓立比书。
By the way, in Philippians, Apostle Paul used this word fellowship again and again and again.
在大家看见腓立比书的话，我们看见保罗用了这个交通这个字一遍又一遍的用。
The Philippians chapter 1 verse 5.
腓立比书一章五节。
If Apostle Paul really loved the brothers and sisters in the Philippian church.
腓立比书里面因为讲的就是保罗非常喜欢腓立比的弟兄姐妹们。
He said, "Your this is one verse five."
一章五节。
Yeah, he says, "Your fellowship in the gospel from the first day until now."
他这里讲的中文是因为从头一直直到如今，你们是
，Yeah, okay. See, this place is very interesting because the English Bible and of course the Greek talks about the fellowship in the gospel.
这比较有趣的就是英文在和希腊文都讲了在福音里面的交通。
Yes, 在福音里面的交通 ，even the fellowship in the gospel.
对，在福音里的交通。
But wonder is the Chinese translation is so good.
真的是没想到这个中文翻译的更好。
The Chinese translation didn't use this word fellowship.
中文没有用这个交通这个字。
But it actually uses the spirit of this fellowship.
它用这个灵交通的灵。
It says one heart, one mind.
这同心合一。
So let me say it again. The Chinese translation just use one heart and one mind.
同心合一。
As the fellowship.
它用同心合一代替了这个交通这个字。
And this fellowship in what?
然后在交通什么呢
？The fellowship in the gospel.
这个就是在福音上的交通。
Like you did last night.
就像我们昨天晚上的。
You know, so this is the first time Apostle Paul in Philippian church Philippian letter.
这个是在腓立比书里腓立比教会的保罗所讲的这。
And the Apostle Paul to the This Philippian letter, the second time he used it, is the fellowship of the Holy Spirit.
好，在腓立比书的第二次，他讲到这个交通的话，就是在圣灵里的交通。
Yeah, this is chapter 2, verse 1, I believe.
在二章一节里面讲的是圣灵里的交通。
Yeah, maybe we can take a look so that you know that, the fellowship is a big thing in the Apostle Paul's heart.
所以大家可以有空看一下这个在使徒保罗的心里面这个交通是一个非常大的事情
已经看到没有
我先要看一下sorry 我要讲的
Philippians I'm sorry I said Philippians
墙上有是吧它是二章有好墙上有 好这里有这个屏幕上也能看见
Yeah, yeah, good, good. Is he here?
Yes.
Therefore, if there is any encouragement in Christ, if there is any consolation of love, if there is any fellowship of the Spirit, in any affection, in any compassion. See this? Fellowship of the Holy Spirit.
所以在基督里若有什么劝勉，爱心有什么安慰，圣灵有什么交通，心里有什么慈悲怜悯，这个就是在灵里的交通。
This is only half of the sentence.
这只是半句。
Let's read let's take a look at the next half of the sentence.
第二节。你们要一年。
So if we have this fellowship of the Holy Spirit, then what? Then make my joy complete by being of the same mind, have the same love, united in spirit, in an intent on the purpose of God.
所以要意念相同，爱心相同，有一样的心思，有一样的意念， 使我的喜乐可以满足。
So we know that, remember, at the 2 Corinthians, the last verse he said, is the fellowship of the Spirit. Now here in Philippians, he said it again.
所以刚才看见了在腓立比后书的最后一节就是圣灵的交通，这里又在腓立比书也从又讲了一遍。
And then you say, ah, Apostle Paul, you have said enough of this, give us a break.
我们就说保罗啊，你讲了太多这样的事情，给我们让我休息一下。
No, he wouldn't finish.
然后保罗也说不，不能，不能，我还要讲。
Philippians chapter 3,
腓立比书第三章
and verse 10,
第十节，使我认识基督。这里啊
Okay, here, you see, this is Apostle Paul said. Apostle Paul said that he talks about his own history. It then come to this.
这个保罗就讲了他自己的历史，然后就走到了自己的故事，
yeah.
然后就走到到。
He said that I may know him, the power of his resurrection, the fellowship of his suffering, being conformed to his death.
他讲。使我认识基督，晓得他复活的大能，并且晓得和他一起受苦，一同受苦，效法他的死。
Friends, sisters, at this point, Apostle Paul has already served the Lord more than 20 years, almost 30 years.
到这他写这句话的时候，使徒保罗已经侍奉了主耶稣基督差不多二三十年。
He has written almost all these wonderful books we read in the first, second Corinthians.Galatians, in the Thessalonians, Romans, he has written all that.
那个时候保罗已经写了很多的书信，哥林多前后书、哥罗西书、罗马书，他都写了那些书信。
But then he said here that I may know him.
那他在这里在最后一本书里面他写说我可以晓得他。这是什么意思？
That means I have not known him enough.
So, 这个句话的意思就是我还
不认识。 There are so much more about Christ Jesus I do not know yet.
在主耶稣基督有那么多的事情我还不知道。
But so, I pray that the Lord Jesus will help me.
我这里祷告主耶稣基督能够帮助我。
That I may know him.
我能够认识他。
The power of his resurrection.
你他复活的大能。
The fellowship of his suffering.
这与他效法他的死。
Then I can be conformed to his death.
然后能够
know this verse, fellowship of his suffering.
然后和他的和他的苦一同的交通。
Yeah, brothers and sisters, we sometimes may feel that the Lord, I mean, you suffer so much, you were on the cross, but it's too hard for me. Please, I can't do it. So don't let that touch me.
有时候我们自己心里说。主啊，我真的是很想一起和你效法你，但是你在十字架上所受的苦实在是非常的苦，我大概做不到，不要让这样的苦来让我碰到。
But here Apostle Paul said that Lord, I want to fellowship in your suffering.
这里保罗所说的主啊，我要与你一同受苦。
I want to understand your suffering.
我能够明白你受苦。
By your graceBy your honor, maybe I can experience a little bit.
因为因为你的荣耀或者你给我的恩典，我能够明白这样的苦。
That I can appreciate you more.
然后我能够更能够
赞赏
赞美你的你为我们所受的苦。
That I can know how precious you are.
然后我们能够明白的你是对我们来说是多么的
宝贵。Then maybe I can represent you a little bit better.
然后我能够在外面能够彰显你的时候能够彰显得更好一些。
So dear brothers and sisters, this is in the heart of Apostle Paul.
这个就是保罗的心意。
So you see, there are other places he wrote about fellowship, but I just picked those places.
其他还有些地方保罗讲了一些与神交通的事情，我只是去挑选这几点。
So you see, over the time, Apostle Paul has gradually deeper and deeper longing understanding of this matter of fellowship.
所以大家看见在逐渐的保罗经过这么多的时间，他对主耶稣基督的认识是越来越多。
So may that be an encouragement for us.
这个也能够成为我们一个鼓励。
So that when time goes on, we know more and more what is the heart of God regarding this matter of fellowship.
我们随着时间越来越久，我们也能够明白这个 神对我们的心意到底在哪里？
It will affect my relationship with the Lord.
这个就影响了我和我们的主的关系。
It will affect my relationship with my wife.
这个会影响我和我妻子的关系。
Will affect my relationship with my brothers and sisters.
这个会影响我和我弟兄姐妹的关系。
It makes a big difference.
这个和有很大的一个区别。
Okay. Right. So let me just explain a little bit all of these these fellowships that Apostle Paul was talking about.
我这里稍微解释一下，这个保罗所讲的这些交通的意义。
So in the First Corinthians,
在哥林多前书
，Apostle Paul was facing a church that was pretty complex problems.
在哥林多前书里面，保罗所碰见的那个教会有很复杂的里面的那些事情。
So he's Apostle Paul saying, put everything aside, come back into the fellowship of the Son of God.
他对那个教会说要把所有的一切事情放下，就是和神紧密的交通。
We all remember that in the first chapter, in the end of the first chapter, he talks about, you know, when I come to you, I don't know anything else except Christ and Him crucified.
他说我在差不多第一节快结束的时候，他是想就二章二节就说，在你们中间不知道别的，只知道基督耶稣基督，并他钉十字架。
He's telling the Corinthian brothers and sisters, you have all arguments against each other.
他对那哥林多教会的弟兄姐妹说，你们相互之间相互的攻击。
And you seem to pay attention to those very gifted speakers.
你差不多很喜欢那些有一些很好的讲员，你很喜欢他们。
And you seem to have a criticism on all brothers and sisters.
你们看起来对你的弟兄姐妹们都相互的批评。
And it's hard for you to leave sin.
这样的话，使你们远离罪恶是非常难。
What can you do?
你能做什么呢？
And he says, when I come to you, I don't talk about anything else except Christ and Him crucified.
我到你们中间来，我不知道别的，我只知道耶稣基督并他钉十字架。
Christ and Him crucified talks about two things.
耶稣基督钉十字架讲了两件事。
One is Christ.
第一个耶稣基督。
The other is Him crucified.
第二件讲的是钉十字架。
What does Christ affect us?
这个基督对我们有什么影响？
He's telling them, the important thing is I have to see, you know, every one of us have to see that is Christ my life.
我们最重要的就是对我们来说，我们每一个都没有看见基督在不在我们生命里面。
Yeah. What is His value in me?
基督在我们的里面的价值如何？
Yeah. Do I really see Him as precious?
我们是不是看基督那样的宝贵？
Or do I just see Him as a name on the book?
还是我们只是看他只是像书本上的一个名字？
So this is what the first thing He said.
这个就是保罗说的第一件事。
And I'm crucified.And when he talks about Christ, he brings our eyes upward.
当保罗讲到基督的话，他把我们的眼目往上看。
When he talks about him crucified, he's actually talking about inside.
他讲这个是钉十字架，讲的是我们里面。
The question is, now am I crucified with him?
这个问题就是我有没有与基督同
钉十字架。Or am I still mine? Still me?
还是我只是我，现在还是我。
Him crucified means the real meaning of that is almost at the same time he wrote another book called Galatians.
这个他所说的钉十字架，是就像在他所同时所写的
So the best explanation of the significance or meaning of him crucified is this Galatians 2:20.
这个讲的加拉太书二章二节里面就是讲了这个十字架的重要性。
Yeah, I have been crucified with Christ.
我与基督同钉十字架。
No longer I who live.
现在活着的不再是我。
But Christ lives in me.
是耶稣基督活在我里面。
Dongping, could you recite the afterwards? Sorry. You mean 哪一位会背的？ 感谢主。Yeah. So he's saying that no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me.
他说的就是不是我现在活着，不是我活着，是耶稣基督活在里面。
And today I live not by, you know, I live by my faith in Christ.
现在我活着是因为我在基督里的信心活着。
Yeah. He loves me and gave himself for me.
他爱我，把他自己赐给我。
This is a very substantial sentence. Two sentences together.
非常重要，非常重要的两个。
But the key idea is no longer I, but Christ lives in me.
重要的就是这句话里面最重要就是现在活着不是我，是基督耶稣活在我里。
Remember the First Corinthian book that the he said I came to you.Knowing nothing else but Christ and Him crucified.
在哥林刚才所说的哥林多前书，我来你们中间不知道别的，只知道基督耶稣。
So Him crucified means no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me.
这个钉十字架的意义就是现在活着不是我，是基督活在我里面。
You know, dear brothers and sisters, when we say Christ lives in me, it's not a static thing.
基督活在我里面不是一个固定不是一个
It is very dynamic thing.
这不是一个定时不动的事情，是一个非常动态的事情。
Yeah, it means you know, how I live has to represent how he lives.
这个意义就是现在我活着的样式是反映的是神基督是怎样的活着的。
And how I live has to be in a way that's pleasing to him, that he sees that and he's happy.
所以我现在活着的样子就是基督的样子，他看见我现在活着的样子，他很开心，他很喜乐。
So that's practically the meaning of no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me.
这个就是实际上的意义，就是这是代表的是我现在活着不是我，而是基督活在我里面的意义。
So next time you have any grudges against any brothers, any sisters?
如果第二次以后你有什么对弟兄姐妹的这个不满
you have to ask the question, if Christ Jesus lives me, no longer I, but he is in me. So am I going to have that grudges against my brother, and my sister?
所以以后你有了这样的事情，你就是说我基督耶稣现在活在我里面，活着的不是我，你还会有对弟兄姐妹的嫌弃吧。
Yeah, so am I going to continue to complain about my wife, or I should be complaining about me?
是不是你还会继续在那里抱怨你的妻子，还是你会回头抱怨你自己？
So dear brothers and sisters, I have to rest this point here. But the important thing is, what does it mean by I come to you, no longer nothing else but Christ and Him crucified?
所以我在这里要强调一下，这里是这个意义就是现
在活着。Yes, He's crucified on the cross.
我只记得他是的，是耶稣钉在十字架上。
But more importantly, I living, I have been crucified with him.
但重要的是，我现在活着的是与基督同钉十字架。
I have been crucified with him.
我也与基督同钉十字架。
This person, this thing in me that loves myself.
我里面的只是爱自己。
This thing in me that's so selfish.
我这里面的老我是这样的自私。
Now this thing in me that doesn't concern anything that other people's need, only think about what I think is important.
在我里面的心只知道我自己需要什么，不关心别人所需要的。
This I and I and I, that I has been crucified with Christ.
这个我是这个老我已经和基督同钉十字架。
So dear brothers and sisters, this is what Apostle Paul is trying to tell us.
所以弟兄姐妹，这个就是保罗所讲的。
That we have been called into this fellowship of the Son of God.
我们被呼召进来与神。
Yeah. So the second thing we mentioned was this 1 Corinthians chapter 10 about fellowship with his bread and his cup.
所以第二件我们所讲的就是哥林多前书第十章与他的杯与他的饼交通。
But the sisters, oftentimes when we think about the blood, about the bread and cup, we think about it as an obligation.
我们很多时间把这个饼和杯当做一个有点强迫的，是一个规矩的事情。
Yeah, about a 规矩
啊，是
yeah, it's something I'm forced to do.
啊，是有一些事情我们要不得不做的事情。
I don't do, I feel like I have done something wrong.
如果我不做的话，我会觉得我做错什么了。
You know, why do I come to bread and cup?
为什么我要来享用这个饼和杯呢？
Because this is what the Lord Jesus commands.
这个是主耶稣基督的命令。
So I'm doing this according to the Lord Jesus' command.
因为我做这个是听耶稣的命令。
Brothers and sisters, is that all?
是这样吗？
Why?
为什么呢？
Why that night?
那天晚上。
He has to call his disciples together.
主耶稣把他的门徒们聚在一起。
Telling them, I'm leaving you.
告诉他们我要离开你们了。
I set this table.I'm inviting you to a table to be with me.
我设了这个桌子，请你们与我。
Now this is my body is broken for you.
这是我的身体为你们所舍的。
This is my blood shed for you.
这是我的血与为你们所舍的。
Not only shed for you, but it's a new covenant.
这就是那新约啊，这是我们新的新约。
Be with you.
我与你们一直同在。
And this is a new covenant.
这是一个新的约。
That will make you good.
啊，这个使你的这个新的约，
made you a good son of God.
让你们成为神的子民。
A good children of God.
神的儿女。
Good brothers and sisters.
好的弟兄姐妹。
So this is what apostle, this is what, and then Lord Jesus is do this in remembrance of me.
所以主耶稣基督给我们这个命令，让我们记
When Apostle Paul retold the story in 1 Corinthians chapter 11,
当使徒保罗在哥林多前书重新提了这个故事的时候，他加了几句话。
He said, the Lord Jesus wants to do this, do us to do this until He comes.
啊，主耶稣基督让我们这样行，只等到他再来的时
候。So, dear brothers and sisters.The Lord Jesus didn't mean for this to be an obligation.
弟兄姐妹们，主耶稣并没有把这个饼杯把它变成我们一个要守的规矩。
He misses seeing his own people.
他很想念，他也想见他的子民。
So he wants to see his people.
他要看见他的子民。
And he wants people to be close to him.
他要使他的子民和他相亲近。
And not to forget him.
不要忘记他。
And he wants people to be at ease.
他要他的子民与他同在一起。
And not tense when they come to him.
啊，
是轻松的，不是
啊啊啊！
Over the
years, 不是轻松的来到这里，不是很严肃的 到这里来。
When I was reading a couple of psalms, I was it really touched my heart.
我这几年有唱到一些诗歌，使我非常的感动。
And then gradually, I feel that these psalms, they described coming to the Lord to have a time with Him.
这几首诗歌讲的是到主面前来和主有一段相亲近的时间。
And one place is Psalm 84.
诗篇八十四四四啊。
And Psalm 84 talks about the altar of God, the house of God, then the altar of God.
八十章讲的是神的祭坛，神的家。
Yeah, he's saying that at your table. Let me see if I can find it. This Psalm 84 verse 3. Let's go take a look together.
诗篇八十四章。
Psalm 84, verse
3. 第三节。
84, verse 3. Yeah, at your table. It said, I read from verse 2. My soul longed, yeah, even faint, for the courts of Jehovah. My heart and my flesh cry out for the living God.
我羡慕可想耶和华的愿语。我的心肠，我的肉体向永生神。
Yes, the sparrow has found a home, and the swallow a nest for herself, for her, where she can lay her young. Thine altars, O Jehovah of hosts, my King and my God.
在你祭坛那里，麻雀为自己找着房屋，燕子为自己找着抱雏之窝，如此住在你殿中的便为有福。
In verse 3 there are three things.
在第三节有三件事。
One is the altar.
第一个是祭坛。
The other are the sparrows.
第二个是麻雀。
And the third were the swallow.
是燕子。
The altar there.
这祭坛。
You know, brothers and sisters, the altar was awful place in a sense.
啊，这个祭坛是。
Altar is where the,
是可怕的，对。
Where the sheep and the ox were offered as a burnt offering.
所以看见在祭坛呢，是那些羊啊、牛啊，是被那些是宰杀、被献祭的地方。
But the wonder is the sparrows like to come to this place.
非常奇怪的就是那个麻雀喜欢到这个祭坛那边来。
And there the sparrows found a home.
这个麻雀找到了它的房屋。
Brothers and sisters, home is not where you visit. Home is where you stay.
这个家不是你去访问一下，家是你住的，是常住的。
So the sparrows like to come to the altar of God.
所以这个麻雀喜欢到神面前来。
And there's a swallow. The swallow like to come to the altar of God.
这个燕子也喜欢到这个祭坛这个地方。
Now, not only she likes to come, she likes to build a nest over there. For her kids to grow.
然后这个燕子到了这个祭坛，她喜欢在那里住一个窝，为她的这个燕子的孩子在那里长大。
So, brothers and sisters, it's quite an amazing thing.
弟兄姐妹，真是非常的惊讶的事情。
I would think that the sparrow would like to go to a Bellevue, to go to a church outside. You know, those all wonderful trees over there.
我想这个麻雀应该是喜欢到我们这个地方来看看外面美美的树。
So not a place where it's not a place where the lamb or the ox are going to be offered burnt offering.
那个不是这个羊和牛被献作盘祭的地方。
And also the swallow.
这个燕子也是。
Swallow like her little young swallows will grow up in that place.
那些小燕子就在那种地方能够长大。
So dear brothers and sisters, these birds love the altar.
那些鸟喜欢这个祭坛。
They want the altar to be their home.
他想那些祭坛。
Not only their home, but the home of their kids.
不但是他们的家，而且是他孩子的家。
This is one place of the psalm.
这个就是这诗篇里面所唱的。
Let me tell you another place of the psalm, the Psalm 84.
就是还是在。
I'm sorry, Psalm 43.
43.
Psalm 43, there was a person. He longed for the Lord.
43就是在这里渴慕神。
And he said something about the altar, about the Lord. It's wonderful.
他也讲了这个一些祭坛和真的是很美。
He said this verse 4, Psalm 43 verse 4.
43章四节。
You know, first of all, the first three verses said that he was depressed. I mean, he was oppressed. He was sad.
这里讲的是，他被冤屈了，他很痛苦。
And by then verse 4 he says, Then will I go unto the altar of God, unto the God of the gladness and of my joy. Yes, upon the harp will I praise him.
所以他讲，我就走到神的祭坛，到我最喜乐的神那里，神啊，我的神。
I really like the Chinese, 最喜乐的神那里, the God of my utmost joy.
这个就是他喜欢这个中文的翻译，最喜乐的神。
So, dear brothers and sisters, oftentimes we think about altar as an awful place.
常常我们想这个祭坛是非常一个可怕的地方。
But this psalmist, for him, to come to the altar is to come to a place where he can see the God of his utmost joy.
所以这里讲的这个他受痛苦的人到了这个祭坛，然后能够得到到最喜乐的神那里。
I think this may be the one of them.Only place, or the few, one of the very few places where the altar is described to a place that I can come. I can meet my God. I can meet the God of my greatest joy.
所以这是圣经里面描述这个圣经的就是几处唯一的几处地方，就是说这个是我喜乐的地方，在这个祭坛里我能够与神相遇。
So next time, brothers and sisters, when you think about the Lord's table on Sunday,
所以你下一次想到神的饼和杯的这个桌子的话，
Think about these sparrows.
想到这些麻雀。
Think about the swallow.
想到这些燕子。
Think about the psalmist.
想到这首诗篇。
I come to my God of my greatest joy.
我们来到我们最喜乐的神那里。
I come to the Lord's table like I come to my home.
我来到主的饼桌这个桌子面前，就像回到自己的家一样。
I come to the Lord's table. I want to bring my kids over.
我们到了
，so that they can grow.
桌子面前，然后我要把我的孩子带来，然后他们在神的面前。
I come to the Lord's table to God of my utmost joy.
我们来到神的面前，神的桌子面前，就来到我最喜乐的神的面前。
So, dear brothers and sisters, oftentimes when I was young, when I a young Christian, sometimes I come to the Lord's table, I feel intimidated.
我记得小时候的时候，我来到主的桌子面前，我觉得有点好像被
害怕。Why intimidated? Because there are all these wonderful brothers and sisters who pray in a way that I cannot match.
那些弟兄姐妹们祷告是那样的美好，我没有办法祷告到这种程度。
Those years, we have a brother who was a graduate from 外文系 from the English department.
我那时候认识一个弟兄，他是从外文系毕业的，英文系毕业的。
You know, and both he and his wife and my dear sister, my goodness, you know, when they pray, it's so beautiful.
他那弟兄和他的太太那个姐妹，他们的祷告是那么的美。
And they really love the Lord.
真是他们也很爱主。
But I felt it's so hard.
我知道真是非常的难。
But then later I realized God doesn't matter. I mean, God is not, the Lord doesn't care if my language is not good.
是，但后来我就慢慢明白，我们主并不是太太觉得介意你的言语是不是那么的美。
Yeah, the Lord doesn't care at all whether my sentence is my tense is right or whether my I have a good sentence. He doesn't care that at all.
我们的主并不介意我的这个文法是不是对，我的时态是不是对。
When the sparrows go over there, the sparrow probably can only beep beep.
所以大家都看见麻雀到神的面前，大概只能是喳喳叫两声。
And then the swallow probably just beep beep in a different way.
然后这个燕子就是也是叫两声，声音有点不一样，但这没关系。
Years ago, I saw a little movie. I saw a movie.
几年前我看记得。
Later, I realized the movie was black and white.
然后我就想起来那个电影是黑白片。
And then later I read was Ronald Reagan.
然后我就看见电影里面有一个小孩子，那个小孩子其实是里。
It was real Ronald Reagan.
Reagan.
When he was little.
Yeah, 那里面是真的是雷根。
There was a scene that I remember.
那有一个景色我是这样。
There was this grandma, you know, the white hair grandma in the sitting over there.And it's a bay. They have a bay window, in a bay window, like that.
他那个有个祖母坐在那里，他那边有一个有一个窗户，他坐在窗边上。
Yeah, and then the window is kind of all the windows are half open.
那些一半的窗差不多都开。
And this is a kid that run to the first window and the second window and the third window and the fourth window.
然后他就有个小男孩子就跑到第一个窗前，第二个窗前。
And the first window, the kid will say.Grandma, you are beautiful.
这第一个窗口，他说奶奶你这好美。
And then the next window, he'll say, Grandma, I love you.
第二窗口，他就说奶奶我爱你。
Yeah, and then that's the scene that the only scene I remember about.
我就记得那个电影里面有这样的景色。
And then later, I realized that kid it was Ronald Reagan when Ronald Reagan was a kid.
那个小孩子其实就是那个。
So I thought to myself. You know, when we come to the Lord's table, praise to the Lord, don't have to say any more. Just like this Ronald Reagan saying to his grandma.
然后我就想,
it's fine.
我们到神面前来, 就不需要说什么好的话, 就像那个小孩子, 雷根这个小孩子, 他就对他祖母所说的话,
Lord, I love you. Lord, I love you.
主, 我爱你。
Lord, you're wonderful.
主你是那样的,
Lord, you're beautiful.
你是那样的美。
You know, Lord, you're gracious.
主你是那,
I don't think you don't even have to say gracious. It's a big word. You know,
just Lord, 甚至你不用说主啊, 你太爱我了, 不需要说这样的话。
You know, so dear ones, you know what I mean?
你知道什么意思吗?
You know, think about this bird.
Yeah, 看那个鸟,
think about this man, this psalmist. I come to the altar to meet my God of my great joy.
然后这就像这个诗篇里面这个所写的
And think about this little Ronald Reagan.
然后想到这个雷根,
Just use the most simple word to express your feeling toward your Lord.
然后这个雷根就用他最简单的话对他祖母所说的话。
So, Francis, you know I think oftentimes we need the Lord to set us free.
我们很需要我们的主让我们得自由。
Sometimes we felt that hey, when we come to the Lord's table, it's because the Lord's table needs me. I mean, the Lord needs me.
Yeah. 所以我们到主的桌前来，我们常常是想， 哎，我们的主要我来的，
yeah,
他需要我来。
I'm doing something for him.
我为神做了一些什么事情。
But honestly, brothers and sisters, we come to the table because we need it.
但实际上弟兄姐妹们我们到神的桌子面前来是因为我们需要神。
Think about it. Every week there's only one chance we can come to the Lord with brothers and sisters and express the simplest possible with the simplest possible word to the Lord. The Lord, I love you.
所以弟兄姐妹们记得我们只有一周 一次的时间我们能够到这个神的桌前来和弟兄姐妹们在一起然后向神表达我们需要神。
It's only one chance you can hear so many brothers and sisters express their feeling, their gratitude toward God from the depth of their heart.
所以只有一次的机会你能够一周有这样一个机会看见弟兄姐妹们从他们的心里面表达他们对神的爱。
So, brothers and sisters, may the Lord help us to draw near to him.
所以弟兄姐妹, 愿神帮助我们, 能够一起来与他。
It is the most important thing to me and to many of my brothers and sisters is the most important meeting of our week.
对我和对弟兄姐妹来说, 对我来说, 这是最重要的和神在一起的事,
because you draw near to the Lord.
对, 因为特于神就亲近,
face to face with him.
面对面的和神在一起,
in spirit. Among brothers and sisters.
在弟兄姐妹中间。
Yeah. I think
yeah,
3 minutes.
Okay.
Huh?
3 minutes for what?
No, I need to quit, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Just 3 minutes.
还有三分钟,再讲三分钟。
Yeah, we already mentioned this matter of fellowship of Holy Spirit, so I'll quit. Skip that.
Okay, 我们刚才讲了这个与圣灵的交通, 我待会就跳过那一,
and then also mentioned the fellowship in the gospel.
然后我们也讲到, 就是在福音中的交通。
Just think about last night.
想到昨天晚上的事情。
Think about every time you brothers and sisters have an evening on the gospel.
所以特别是想到每一次的福音晚会有这样的机会。
It's one heart and one mind.
一心,
a wonderful thing.
真的是很美好的事情。
And the God is pleased with that.
神,
people are saved with that.
神很喜悦, 人得救, 灵魂得救。
More people will be brought into God's fellowship.
越来越多的人被带到与神交通。
More brothers and sisters, more people will be brought into the fellowship of His Son, Jesus Christ.
越来越多的人, 与神的儿子基督所交通。
And the last thing about fellowship of his suffering.
最后一点讲的是,
与神的受苦有交通。 If you have a friend, I have a friend.
如果你有一个朋友。
Yeah, and that friend, I only want to see him when he has no problem, when he's happy, when he wants to play ping pong.
Yeah, 我只想看这个朋友，我在他没有心事的时候，我和他见面，他和他一起玩玩打乒乓球。
When he has a burden, when he has something deep in his heart he wants to do, and I think it's too hard for me, and I don't want to see him.
如果对我的那位朋友有心里头有心事，有一个很大的负担，叫心里要做什么事情的话，我就不想见他。
Can you really be a friend with him?
你真的能成为他的朋友吗？
Think about it, brothers and sisters.
想一想。
Though we have to, you know, by the grace of God, we have to know what is in his heart, what is in his burden, what he wants to do, what he wants of me, what he wants of out of my brothers and sisters.
如果我们是凭着神的恩典，我们凭着神的怜悯，我们要知道他心里想什么。如果我们要成为他真正的朋友，我们要知道明白他心里的痛苦在哪里，他心里所想的是什么，他需要什么。
Brothers and sisters, that's the essence of fellowship with his suffering.
所以最主要的最后一点就是与耶稣与神的这个受苦有关系。
If you do it once,
你做一次
，you know him better once.
啊，你和他明白他的受苦一次
，if you do three times,
更知道他。
You know him that much more.
你能够明白他更。
Be his friend that much more.
然后你成为他的好朋友。
And then you can bring him, the goodness of him to other people.
然后你能把他对你的好处带给别人。
Otherwise, we'll be only doing according to book.
不然的话，我们所做的只是按照这个书本所讲的。
You got to know him.
你要明白他。
How do you know him?
你怎样明白他？
Willing to suffer with him.
你愿意。
Willing to fellowship with his
suffering. 和他一起受苦，他所受的苦你也受。
So, dear brothers and sisters, this is, I think this is the burden of Apostle John.
我想这就是约翰所。
Toward the end of his life.
在他生命终结的时候。
And then when you remember, this is obviously the burden of Apostle Paul throughout his life.
也是保罗使徒保罗他一生的所有的负担也在这里面。
From the time of First Corinthians, from the time of the First Corinthians,
从哥林多前书开始那个时间。
To the time he's in prison, he wrote Philippians.
然后到他在监狱里写的最后一本腓立比书的时间。
Fellowship with Christ's life.
和基督的生命有联系。
Let's pray.
让我们祷告。
Lord, when we think about these things,
主啊，当我们想到这些事情的时候
，and when we think about your burden for us to fellowship with you,
让我们想到你的负担，让我们与你交通。
Lord, we really feel short.
我真的是感到我们是非常的惭愧。
But Lord, we know one thing for sure.
但有一件事肯定的。
You have great patience with us.
你对我们有极大的耐心。
And your grace to us is deep.
你对我们的恩典是这样的深。
Your expectation for us is high.
你对我们的期望是那样的高。
And you want us, each individual of us, and us together, to be your fellowship.
你让我们每一个人和让我们在一起你与交通。
To represent your life.
能够代表你的。
And to let your life live in our hearts, in our life.
愿你的生命在我们里面活着。
So that your life can be a blessing to other people through us.
然后你的生命能够让我们也能够成为你恩典的管道。
So Lord, we thank you and we praise you.
主，我们谢谢你。
We are weak and we are not able.
主，我们是很衰，我们是软弱的。
But Lord, we thank you. You have given us a life which is a resurrection life.
你给了我们一个复活的生命
，that can overcome，
能够克服
，that can be like you，
能够像你一样
，that can bring your wonderful life to other people，
能够把你美好的生命带给别人。
So Lord, we entrust ourselves, all my dear brothers and sisters, before you。
我们把我和我们的弟兄姐妹也交托在你的面前。
So Lord, lead us on，
主啊
，one in you。
让把我们抱在你的怀里
，in your shallow fellowship，
和你一起交通。
In the name of Lord Jesus, we pray.
奉耶稣基督名我们祷告。
Amen. Amen.